Well, we came here as young men, and we came from Western Europe. Everything is different. It was a culture shock. The way of living, everything was different. And after we landed on Beirut, we spent the night in one of the hangars, and we were transported to our new environment. What we saw there was unbelievable for us. Not the people, but of course the landscape. We are a flat country, so we don't have many mountains. But it was a very nice country to see. It was a beautiful country. It still is. It still is. But it was we have to get used to it.
How long have you been here?
I only have served for about 4 months here.
4 months.
Yes.
Until the accident was happening.
With my accident, we have to take care of our own safety, and we are near a village, and the safety measures have to put on safe in daytime, and before sundown everything must be put sharp.
To put a safety measure, what does it mean? You know?
Well, we have to make sure that nobody could get at the post at night, so we have to put the grenades, everything on sharp. That were our safety measures for the night. And during daytime, everything has to be safe. And while I was busy with the shock grenade, he exploded. He couldn't, normally wouldn't, but it was the wrong ammunition at that time. Well, what happened is this enormous white light. You hear a thunder far away. You've been thrown back. And I stood up. I walked a few meters and blood was streaming in my eyes. I felt something strange at my hands. I looked at it and it was just a piece of bone sticking out of the flesh. I still walked a few meters and then I dropped. Then the adrenaline kicks in. And well, I don't know how it's possible, but I had to tell the boys what to do. Luckily there was one straight away near me, and together we did the first things that we thought was necessary.
Hans, you know, obviously that incident influenced the whole your life, or changed your life.
Of course it
for
did,
bad.
because no, not for bad. The first years I did all those things I shouldn't do. I was drunk a lot. I didn't step away from fights. It didn't matter anymore on that moment. But later on, there was a turning point, and now I can say it is not for the worse. After all, it may seem a bit funny, but I'm more complete a man. In my family, there was one way of thinking, black or white. I saw all the shades of gray. So, on that respect, I am a wealthier man. I'm a rich man. It is, and then I met my wife. She only knows me without hands. And we decided to live together. And well, if you're living together, you have to pay for everything. So you can't hang out in a bar for all days. Yes. So then everything changed. And then, of course, came the baby. And that was a turning point for a much positive life.
Is it your first visit to Lebanon after your tour of duty?
No, I was here in 2005 because the urge was there to get back to the spot of accident. I needed to go back, and of course I didn't know what I should feel. I didn't know what would happen when I was back on the place.
So what did you feel then?
I was relieved. I was happy. I was home. Perhaps it's strange because you lost your hands there, but I was home. It's a part of my life. Lebanon is a part of my life. It's in the heart.